Earth Day is April 22nd, and all week we'll be bringing you environmental stories. Former Wisconsin Governor Gaylord Nelson created the day 47 years ago to both raise awareness and increase public involvement in cleaning up our air, water, and land.
Today, we'll visit a piece of that land, a unique 20-acre park above the Menominee River. It bears the name Hartung, in honor of the family that long ago quarried the parcel straddling Wauwatosa and Milwaukee. Post-quarry, the land became a landfill dumping site for Milwaukee. But over the last decade or so, neighbors have transformed the 20 acres into a park.
Lake Effect's Susan Benz toured Hartung with one of the neighbors who shepherded the park's creation, from each piece of playground equipment to every native plant.
I'm Lynn Worley, and I am on the board of the Hartung Park Community Association.
So what came first, the association or the park?
The park as we see it today, it was definitely second. The association was founded in 2005, at the time when Alderman Bowl approached some neighbors about the idea that what was here, which at that time was a landfill, that they were daily dumping soil and road waste into, with big dump trucks running through the streets, that was going to come to an end in a couple years. And he wanted to get some neighbor input on ideas.
How many years did that dumping go on? Do you have any idea?
I believe that the quarry was in the 1950s, before, and then it became a landfill somewhere in the 1950s. So, and it was the, at the time that it closed, it was the last city of Milwaukee landfill within the city boundaries.
There would not have been something toxic dumped here, or is that uncertain?
Well, there's methane.
Okay, well,
there's definitely methane, and a neighbor of mine who lives next to me, who grew up in this neighborhood, said that certainly people dump things like televisions and refrigerators and things like that.
Which would have dicey stuff in it.
Yeah. So we're in the newest part right now. We just opened this last summer. So you can imagine then, if the group started in 2005, we opened the first section about 2010. So we thought this would be a couple years project. And quite honestly, a prairie takes about 3 years to really come in. So that's why in this section you're seeing a lot of mud today, with a little bit of grass and prairie coming up.
Now, part of this is
that... Do you want to go up first so you can look down on the whole thing? Would that be helpful?
Yeah. Okay. That'd be cool.
So when you moved in here, did you have kids?
No. Okay. No. I moved in 2004. We saw an announcement for a potluck in 2005. And my husband actually went to that. I didn't go to it. But that's where the neighbors were first meeting. And then in the fall of 2005, there were community information sessions at which they were presenting the design. The design was created by Jason Wilkie, who is a resident of the neighborhood. He's a landscape architect, and he volunteered his time. He's also now an alderman in Wauwatosa. So he had presented this idea of originally the plan was just flat grass. You know, finish the landfill, cap it off, do what most places do and just make a relatively uninteresting place. As you can see looking around you, we are anything but flat grass as we walk up the hill and start to puff a little bit.
So when you moved in, Lynn, then the landscape, the topography looked much as it does now. I mean, just the basic...
No, this hill wasn't here.
Okay.
This hill was a lot of more dumping and use of the bulldozer to get it into shape. Very carefully.
So moving around what was already here.
No, they were still dumping. They dumped in here through 2014.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, so we had already had the prairie down there, and the trucks were still coming in. They used to come off 99th Street and off of Argonne Drive, and they took turns every other month coming in. When we moved in, if you left our windows open on the back, like this time of the year, we would do that all day for 8 to 10 hours. You'd hear beep, 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 because the trucks were always backing up. So it was fence, and then it was soil, and it was scrub brush, and some of the trees around the perimeter. And there's a few trees that were the original ones that were already in here. Most of the trees you see were added. And the prairie grass is doing great. We had a prairie specialist come through here last year, and he was just really, he helps us maintain it, but he said this is such a fabulous prairie. It's really worked out well. It looks short right now, You have to use your imagination. By the middle of summer, all these paths that are up here, not down on the grassy field, but all these paths that are up here, the grass is about as high as I am.
Wow.
So cool. Up to about 5 feet.
And tell me about this bridge.
Oh, so the bridge.
The blue bridge.
Yeah. The bridge, it was an old bridge that was reclaimed from a different part of Milwaukee and reused. The city of Milwaukee, the guys who were putting this together, they did just a fabulous job finding things that existed and just bringing them in. So you can see from here, now we're at about the highest point. And if you look towards the playground, that was the earliest section.
Okay.
So a couple years after we started meeting, we had this plan. The city of Milwaukee came back to us and said, you know what? We love your plan because the hills are high, so now we can fit more in. We thought they were going to close it in a couple of years and start the park process. We negotiated to finish off from this playing field that you're looking up through the playground.
Okay.
So it was about 6 acres of the final 20 acres. So we always think about that as part one. Then where the pond and the labyrinth are, which we're looking down on, that was part two. The pond is actually part of the water management system in the city of Milwaukee. At the time that we still were trying to figure out how we were going to fund the rest of the park, the state had this rule that cities had to start doing much more to manage their runoff. And so this pond has a pipe that flows into it that comes from the storm sewers, so not the house sewers, but the storm water that comes off the streets up in our neighborhood, up through this part of Milwaukee. And that the streets were now set up to go down to this large pipe. The large pipe runs in. We walked over when we were at the entrance. We walked over that. You can sort of see it sticking out mm-hmm. through there next mm-hmm. to the labyrinth. Mm-hmm. And so the water goes through there. It goes through a filtration, natural filtration, sitting for a little while. And then if you see the big cement circular on the other side with a grate on it.
Yep.
So then slowly the water goes out that way. It goes under the road and into the river. So that serves the purpose of more filtration time before the water gets to the river, which means more cleaner water. And it also slows down the process of the water getting from the neighborhood down into the river. So it's a little bit of water management as well as keeping it a little cleaner.
So how much input did neighbors have?
Neighbors have had a lot of input. That's been a wonderful thing about this project, is that neighbors have worked very closely with the city of Milwaukee owns the park area. So this is a city park. And then the city of Wauwatosa boundary runs through it. This 6 acres towards the Menominee River, running the whole length of the park, is zoned Wauwatosa. So to work this through this park, we had to have collaboration between the two cities. And then across the Menominee River Parkway is the river, and all that's on the edges of the river is actually county land. So this is most of it. I will tell you, one of the fun things we haven't talked about yet is on Wednesdays in the summer, we have a farmer's market that the neighbors organized. So that happens right here along the Menominee River Parkway. 4 to 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, mid-June to end of September. We had a playground that brought kids into the park, but we wanted something for adults. And so the market came as a result of having worked on the park, and the people who'd worked together on that had some shared interest in getting more fresh vegetables into the community and supporting local farmers and local businesses. So that's like, well, we could have a market, that'll get adults here, and that's worked out pretty well.
Lynn Worley is a board member of the Hartung Park Community Association. You'll find more information, including some photos of the park, at wuwm.com.